Hello to all you out there in Radioland. I started talking before I turned the mic on. Rookie move. You'll never hear anything but rookie moves here on Yip Jump Music, because you're listening to Yip Jump Music. 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're back and better than ever. Or maybe worse than ever, but, you know, something's changed. And you can look forward to that. This is a huge episode today. I was just saying I made this playlist a while ago and then kind of forgot about it. And so it's been sitting, it's been marinating, it's been fermenting, and like a fine aged wine I have for you. A lot of songs, many of which I consider to be something along the lines of anthemic. You'll probably pick up on that theme as we roll along. It's really hard to maintain such a high when you pick some of the greatest songs of all time, probably, and I will point them out to you, and if you agree or disagree, please let me know. Without further ado, we're just going to get into it. I think I've said everything I need to say, besides the fact that this first song is one of the most important songs to me ever in my life, especially right now, and I think especially in January as we're coming to a close, this first month of the year, which really doesn't count. January is a fake month. But anyway, first month of the year, first full month of being 23 as of today, and it honestly goes a little something like this.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The milk is sour. I've barely been to college and I've been doubtful of all that I've dreamed of. The brink of my existence essentially is a comedy. The gap in my teeth and all that I can cling to. The milk is sour.
Shalala, 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 shalala.
The milk is sour with olives on my thumbs. And all that I've stuck to and all that I've clung to, I felt like a dog. This world that I've trusted has been over and busted and rested by an arbitrary sonogram.
Shalala, 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 shalala.
The milk is sour with olives on my thumbs and I've been down. Essentially is a comedy, the gap in my teeth, and all that I can cling to, the milk is sour.
Shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala.
If you don't go outside, well, nothing's gonna happen. She'll never write a number on a crumpled up napkin. She'll never be your ego, she'll never be your bandit. She'll never get to eat you like your heart's a pomegranate. I'm throwing out the milk, the olives got old. I'm tired of my mind getting heavy with mold. I need to start a garden, I need to start a garden. Gonna start a garden in my backyard. I'm gonna start a garden in my backyard. Cause making this song up is just as hard. Cause making this song up is just as hard.
Ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala.
That was Shalala by Hayley Hendricks from her album I Need to Start a Garden. And you do. You need to start a garden in your backyard. And you also need to listen to me read a PSA right now. This one is, first of all, some individual ripped off the cover of our PSA book, so they're just kind of hanging loose here. But if it's broke, why not try fixing it? Hey, little lessons everywhere. In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time, as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it, to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you were going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. That's pretty cool. I'm gonna see if I can find some tape to fix this binder, so I'm gonna throw it out. A message that we could all use, hence its public service nature. I was gonna talk about something, but then I forgot. Oh, basically, so I guess I was gonna talk about the songs I just played, but kind of goes without saying that they're all great songs. I just want to say shout out to Hayley Hendricks for writing a song. If I really, really don't want to do something or I'm really, really nervous about it, I put on this song, Shalala, and if I don't do it the thing that I don't want to do, by the part where she starts yelling, she's like, I'm throwing out the milk. Like, that's like my, I don't know, my, like, doomsday clock. Like, I need to complete the task by that, like, when she starts yelling. So shout out for that. It's an amazing song, just besides that, but I think that's kind of a funny thing that I do. Just fun fact about me, because I don't like doing things. Age of Consent by New Order. Really disappointed that no one called in to say what a good job I'm doing, because one time I played a bunch of New Order and a guy called me just to say how much he loved New Order and that I was doing a great job. So don't call me now. It's too late. Sorry. I don't want to hear it. That was my top song of 2020, by the way. All My Friends by LCD Sound System. I came in to my house the other day, last week, or the first week of school. I forget. It was like a long day of doing things, and I walked in. My roommate was cooking and had on Sound of Silver on vinyl, and this song was playing like as I opened the door, and it was just this very beautiful serendipitous moment. Dance by ESG. I just love that album, Come Away with ESG. So good. There's so much there. Just want to hold it in my hand and rotate it. Coastal Grooves. I just got Coastal Grooves Blood Orange on vinyl. Forget it. Like, first of all, forget it, but also forget it. So good. And then, of course, Dreams for the Cranberries. Oh, just makes me so emotional. I don't know if this has anything to do with this set, but I watched the TV show Dairy Girls. I finished it over the break, the winter break for students. And I think that deeply affected me in ways that I still have yet to fully unpack. So anyway, vocal break over, finally, because you know how I love to hear myself talk. These next two songs, actually these next three songs have been, honestly the rest of the set, but especially these next three songs have been literally nonstop on repeat in my head, and they're so funny because they go so well together but also are so different. The third song in this trio, I also picked up from Dairy Girls, so shout out to Dairy Girls. Shout out to the Irish. Anyway, this song is not Irish, but it's not American either. This is 99 Luftballons by Nena.
Hast du etwas Zeit für mich? Singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons auf ihrem Weg zum Horizont. Denkst du vielleicht gerade an mich? Dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons. Und dass sowas von sowas kommt. Krieg, Release und keinen Platz für Sieger. Kriegsminister gibt's nicht mehr und auch keine Düsenflieger. Heute zieh ich meine Runden, seh die Welt in Trümmern liegen, hab einen Luftballon gefunden, denk an dich und lass ihn fliegen.
I've noticed you around. I find you very attractive. I've noticed you around. I find you very attractive. Would you go to bed with me? I've noticed you around. I find you very attractive. Would you, thank you. chase you around. I find you very attractive. Would you, would you go to bed with me?
Yeah. hero toys and two boys that were
That was the hottest sound of 2023, and this is Yipdum Music, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WFM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Of course, that was Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer, and kind of feeling all the richer for having shared the past hour with you. Up next, we have Moon Music coming in soon, but before they get here and I play my famous, now famous, infamous maybe, outro transition song, past couple songs, Kiss Me, classic. But before that, probably not a classic, lesser known, but shouldn't be, because it's so good, 1983 by the incredible Moses Leroy. You may also know his other project, The Soft Lights, or maybe you don't, but you should check both of them out. Excellent. Early, mid-2000s, indie, electronic experiments together. Great stuff. Then Hikosen by Lily Choo Choo. I haven't really been a Lily Choo Choo head, but recently I've been getting into it. And that's a very good song. And I thought complimented Would You by Touch and Go very well. That trifecta starting off the second half of the hour. 99 Loaf Balloons, Belinda Says. Song from 2022. I just want to shout out our music director at WMFO, who is encouraging us to play more new music. I'm a number one culprit of this, playing old music, I feel like, so I played a new song. And yeah, and then Would You by Touch and Go. I'm just going to start this other song, I think, soon. But they're not here, so I could just keep talking. My show is until 9, after all. This is so difficult. I guess I could talk more about Belinda Says. I am so obsessed with Always' most recent record, Blue Rev. At first, I liked it, but I didn't, like, you know, I didn't love it. But I think, guys, it might be my favorite Always record. I don't know if that's crazy to say, but I watched their KEXP performance live. Shout out to KEXP. I like to think that WMFO and KEXP are of equal caliber and stature in the radio community. But they played this song and they talked about how just like writing it was just like them like messing around and like talking about dumb things that it is as kids. I was like, so true, Always. And of course live, it just blew me away. And I think the beautiful thing about music is that the more you listen to it, the more you like it. And that's definitely happened to me with Blue Rev. Also, if, you know, when you're listening to the Always album and they drop the album title in the song, you know it's gonna be a good song. So yeah, Blue Rev, Behind the Rink. We didn't really need it. That's what I'm saying. Speaking of songs, I'm gonna play my last song. This is a reminder to the radio community out there that I'll be here every week, and I'll be in next week. The same time, same station. Mondays at 8 p.m. now, no longer at 7. Sauerkraut before. Moon Music after. So anytime you need me, you can just turn on the radio. And